T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
...98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30 here on a Thursday morning. A brief standoff in Valley Center following a police chase ended peacefully Wednesday afternoon yesterday. Valley Center police say a man with outstanding warrants was pursued by Kansas Highway Patrol troopers and followed to the area of 69th Street North and Meridian just south of Valley Center. The man exited his vehicle and holed up inside a garage in a residence near 69th and Charles. After a brief standoff, officers were able to talk the man, who was unarmed, into coming out. He was then taken to into custody without further incident. South Korea pushing to reset high-level talks with North Korea and will communicate closely with Washington and Pyongyang to increase the chances of a successful summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on resolving the standoff over the North's nuclear weapons. The announcement by Seoul's Presidential National Security Council came a day after North Korea threatened to scrap next month's historic meeting between Trump and Kim, saying it has no interest in a one-sided affair meant to pressure the North to abandon its nukes.
A fourth conservative state legislator has jumped into the crowded race for the Republican nomination in an eastern Kansas congressional district.
State Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha announced Wednesday that he will run in the 2nd District. Incumbent Republican Lynn Jenkins is not seeking re-election. Pyle has served in the Senate since 2005 and tried unsuccessfully to unseat Jenkins in the Republican primary in 2010. State Senators Steve Fitzgerald of Leavenworth and Karen Tyson of Parker and State Representative Kevin Jones of Wellsville also are running. 4 other candidates are in the GOP race. They are former Army Ranger and defense contractor Steve Watkins of Topeka, Marine veteran Tyler Tannehill of Leavenworth, ex-Kansas House Speaker Doug Mays of Topeka, and Basser City Council member Vernon Fields. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
We Ride Kansas is a motorcycle group. Wednesday, group members presented plaques of appreciation and guardian bells to officers of the Wichita Police Department's new motorcycle unit and to Police Chief Gordon Ramsey. Edward Evans says the presentations from his group to the officers were especially appropriate here on National Police Week in the U.S.
We're trying to grow what we're doing here for motorcycle awareness within the state of Kansas. So today was a way we could show our support for the local law enforcement officers who are out there on the road. They ride every day as a job to what we do. A lot of us is a sport to go have fun.
We Ride Kansas now has 9,600 members statewide. The motorcycle group started 5 years ago on Facebook.
An electronic cigarette is blamed for the death of a 38-year-old man from Florida.
While dozens of injuries have been linked to such explosions, this case is believed to be one of the first resulting in death. St. Petersburg Fire Department Lieutenant Steve Lawrence says the number of e-cigarette-related incidents are on the rise.
Over the course of the years, we've probably had 2 or 3, you know, where minor injuries. We've heard cases where they're not even reported.
The Pinellas Pasco medical examiner says the man died from a wound to the head from the exploding device. The vape pen manufacturer, Philippines-based Smoky Mountain, says its products don't explode, adding it's likely another vendor's battery or atomizer was used. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A woman honored her new son with a tattoo, but a mistake forced her to take drastic action.
A woman in Sweden asked a tattoo artist to ink her arm with "I love Kevin," her 2-year-old son's name. But the artist instead tattoos "I love Kelvin" on her arm. Tattoo removal can be costly. The woman and her husband talking it over, deciding instead to legally change their son's name. So Kevin is now called Kelvin. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A quiet start to the day for us. Looks like beautiful weather ahead this afternoon. Our high 86, partly cloudy and 64 overnight, and a few thunderstorms come into the forecast tomorrow as a system moves in from the west, breezy with a high again in the mid-80s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 59 degrees. 6:35 with Steve and Ted, and Ted is monitoring the chase, the police pursuit that's going on north of town right now. Correct, Ted? Still going northbound or in the north part?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to keep track of. This guy's going about 80, 90 miles per hour in a white pickup truck. Law enforcement is chasing him. They're up near 143rd Street East, and he's kind of going around in circles, and they're still trying to chase him in that area up near K-254. So watch out. They got a suspect. It's pretty dangerous.
Period. Absolutely. Yeah. He's not behaving responsibly behind the wheel. Let's just put it that way. Police say a 25-year-old man duped two Dallas high schools for 9 months by posing as a 17-year-old student and Hurricane Harvey evacuee in order to play basketball. Court records show Sidney Bouvier Gilstrap Portley faces a charge of tampering with government records. Dallas school district officials say he first enrolled at Skyline High School and later moved to Hillcrest High School, where he joined the basketball team. District spokeswoman Robin Harris says the man took advantage of schools opening their doors to students displaced by the hurricane. She says the district officials believe his primary motivation, again, was to play basketball. Well, today is Thursday, May 17th, 2018. It was on this date in 1954, a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court handed down its Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka decision, and that led, which held that racially segregated public schools were inherently unequal and therefore unconstitutional. So it's a big day in the history of civil rights, and it has to do with Topeka, Kansas. Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas, decided on this date. 6:37 now with Steve and Ted, and the royal wedding's coming up Saturday morning, and I believe that somebody in my house is going to be up early, 4 o'clock in the morning, got her coffee going. My wife is going to be watching that. She just loves the royals, everything about the royal family. She's into it. And so she'll be up early Saturday morning, I'm sure. Maybe I can sleep in while she does that. Hey, if you can't afford that $1,000 purebred puppy, want to pay it off in installments? It's possible. New York lawmakers have introduced legislation seeking to ban the option of leasing plans for pets that often come with terms that end up charging people double the animal's cost with the threat of repossession if they can't keep up with the payments. Practice has been drawing scrutiny from lawmakers and animal welfare groups since media reports last year highlighted customer complaints against Wags Lending, which pioneered pet leasing. What do you think about that, Ted? You could lease a pet. You could lease yourself a new cat. If you can, you could make payments. Of course, you can make payments on almost anything in this country, so why not dogs and cats, huh? Pet leasing. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for our commodities update this morning with KNSS, with Leffler Commodities, Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Wednesday, long liquidation and outright selling by the managed money continued to pressure live cattle and feeder cattle futures into new lows for the current slide. Also adding to the selling of the futures is the cash trade this week, being lower than last week at mostly 116 to 117. A positive cash cattle premium over the June futures is very similar to what it was a year ago this time. The lean hogs traded mostly positive and closed positive as they recovered most of Tuesday's losses. On the close yesterday, June cattle, $1.15 lower at 101.82. August feeders down $1.72 at 136.72. In June, lean hogs $1.17 higher at 75.90. The wheat futures yesterday struggled but closed positive, while the corn and the soybeans closed negative. The corn traded within a few pennies of their 2018 high, while the soybeans made new lows for the current slide to the downside. The markets are lacking fresh factual news, but there are plenty of rumors to go around moving the market. This morning, we've got upside in the grains being tied to the upside in our energy markets as we're looking at crude oil, heating oil, and RBOB this morning, all making new highs for 2018. July KC wheat's 12 cents higher at $5.26. July corn 2.5 higher at 401.75. With July soybeans up 6.5 at 10.06.25. June crude oil this morning, 67 cents higher at 72.16. The June gold's down $4.10 at 1,287.40. June S&P 3.75 points lower, 27.19.25. June dollar index 10 cents higher, $93.38. And June Dow Jones futures holding 12 points lower at 24,728. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, hell, Tom, how's the weather over there this morning? Pretty good?
It's nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
But I got a feeling it's going to warm up.
Yeah, it's going to warm up. And I was looking at the forecast for the next few days, and it looks like every day here for the next week, beginning maybe tomorrow, 20 to 30% chance for rain in this area, which means we could get a little more help for the crops. What do you think?
That's exactly right. Only problem is, you know, that is helpful, but it would be nice if it'd be a nice general rain and moved across the entire area. So far, it's been on the spotted
side. Yeah, you're right. It's been very spotty. And we did had a story on earlier this morning about a black bear hit by a car or truck down in the southwest part of the state in Kansas, and how rare it is to see a bear in Kansas. And they believe that maybe the drought conditions to the southwest of here have been driving some animals up into Kansas. Of course, they're looking for water, but they're not going to find much here, are they?
Yeah, I heard about that incident.
Okay. You know any? You ever seen a bear in Butler County? Except in the zoo, maybe.
No, I've never seen a bear in the wild.
Huh. Okay. Have you ever been to Yellowstone Park?
No, I have not. Well, our kids have been there, and they enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, because the bears will come right up to your car out there.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to feed them.
Not supposed to feed them, but, you know, I know my mom and dad had a big bag of cookies. And they couldn't help themselves. They had to feed the bears. Of course, Yogi would always look for picnic baskets.
Exactly.
All right.
Yogi was one of my favorites.
Now, that's not your average bear right there. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Tom. 640. Thank you. 641 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And, hey, time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Mm-hmm. Ted, what's in that cup right there?
It looks like Prairie Fire coffee to me.
Yep, you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
642 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. How some investors grow their wealth in retirement. Don's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.